All right, so let's take up the machlokas of Rav and Levi on Kuf Chasam Beis. It really, in a way, it's a three-way machlokas, because you also have the Havamina of the Gemara earlier, that Gediyos or so of Lo Cholov. Okay, so let's see if we can understand this machlokas. The difficulty with this machlokas is the definition. The difficulty is in this one. It's like it seems like it's just a matter of you can repeat the facts. It seems like you just repeat the facts. Hard to know, hard to get anything deeper than just a repetition of the facts. Right. Let's see. Rashi sounds like he's just talking around. That's difficult. Let's see. Go ahead. I guess we can start from the Idma, right? We'll have to come back to the other sigil. We're going to go do a little bit out of order. From the Gufa. No, where's the Idma? I guess we should do the Idma, no? Enough for today? Yeah, okay. All right, so let's start with the Gufa. We'll come back to the other stuff another time. Go ahead. Chatzi Zayas Bosar. Alright, so it's a strange case. Gemara says that what? If you had a half a kizayis of basa and a half a zayis of cholov, and you cook them with each other, so Rav says you get malchus for eating it, but you don't get malchus for cooking it. You get malchus for eating it, but no malchus for cooking it. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi, right. So Rashi earlier just says, lo kal achila. So the kizayis or achol? Right, you eat a kizayis of iser. Right, that was from before, from the original time the case came up. Go ahead.
Masha, im starfin, official nami loki, kilom starfin, achila nami loki.
So it's a mamashach. Manoshach, what's your choice? Choose your whichever way you want to go. If you're gonna say that what? They're mitzdarfin. What does that mean, they're mitzdarfin? If they're mitzdarfin, then what? Then you should be chayav for the bishul. You should get malchus for the bishul. And if they're not mitzdarfin, then you should not even get malchus for the achila. So what does it mean, are they mitzdarfin or not? Are they mitzdarfin or not mitzdarfin? If they're mitzdarfin, then what? If they're mitzdarfin, so then why didn't you get malchus for cooking it? And if they're not mitzdarfin, then you shouldn't get malchus for eating it. Go ahead. We'll have to just wait in anticipation here. Go ahead. So really they're not mitzdarfin? So if they're not mitzdarfin, then why should you get malchus for the achila, right? As Moshe Kasha. So why do you get malchus for the achila if they're not mitzdarfin? Because it's bo miyor gedola. So what does it mean, it's bo miyor gedola? Okay.
Lo'olam no starfin. Lasos iser.
One second, that was important. Finally got what we're looking for. Li'olam lo mitstarfi lasos iser. That's what mitstarfi means. So what does mitstarfi mean? Lasos iser. Are they mitzdarfin to make iser? That was the Gemara's. Now we finally understand what the Gemara's question was. Are they mitzdarfin or not? If they're mitzdarfin, lasos iser. So then when you cook the half a kizayis of each, you basically made iser basa b'cholav. You made the iser basa b'cholav. So you should definitely get malchus. If you don't get malchus for that, it's nothing, you never get malchus. And if you're going to tell me you don't get malchus, if you're going to tell me they're not mitzdarfin, to make Isser, so then why can't you eat it? Right? That's the Gemara's question. Now we got the full question. So what does it mean, are they is what mitzdarfin, to be more specific? Of course, basar and chalav are mitzdarfin. Otherwise, you never have basar and chalav. Right? So what does it mean, are they mitzdarfin? Are they mitzdarfin? Right? What do they mean? As what mitzdarfin? Half a kezias. Half a kezias. Is half a kezias mitzdarfin? Of course, basar b'chalav is mitzdarfin. Right? But is half a kezias mitzdarfin or not? If half a kezias is mitzdarfin, since you get malchus, because you created basar b'chalav. And if they're not mitzdarfin, you should not get malchus for eating it. You should not get malchus for eating it. Interesting question, just to think about. If they're not mitzdarfin, would there be an issur of chatzisha? Or not? Okay. Because, why? Because the Gemara says chatzisha is asur, because you can be mitzdarif another Gemara by Achila. Says if you eat a half a kezias of chalav, it's an issur of chatzisha. Because you could eat more chalav and finish off the shear. But over here, you can't be mashlim this year. Once you cook one half a kezias of each, and they're not mitzdarfin, it's not going to help you to cook another half a kezias of each.
Nothing, yeah.
You did nothing and nothing. There's nothing to add to. There's no adding. Right? It's an interesting question. It's a perplexing question. Echornim are a little perplexed. Okay. Anyway, so what do you say here? So Rashi, go ahead. Continue the Rashi. So, li'olam lo mitzdarfi la sos isra. Unless there was haya bo bitchila kishir. Elim kein haya bo bitchila kishir. So you have a kishir of kezias. I mean, you have a shear. I mean, right? I mean, you have the shear. You have a kezias. You have a total of a kezias. Right. Okay, go ahead. So Rash is saying like you don't have the shear. He's saying you don't have the shear when you have a half kezias of each. Right? I don't know. You don't have the shear, he's saying. It's not mitzdarif unless you have the shear in the beginning. Right? Unless you have bo kishir. Unless you have bo betchila kishir. So that's what creates the tziruf. Let's just stop on that for a minute. What creates the tziruf? What creates the tziruf? What creates the tziruf?
In
basar b'chalav?
Having a shear in the beginning.
Having a shear in the beginning.
Talking about the individual things, right? Like basar and chalav.
Yeah, I mean, how does each piece know how much there is on the other side? Unless you have kashir. Okay, go ahead. So here we didn't have the shear. Problem is we didn't have the shear. So why do you get malchus for eating it? It came from a big pot, where apparently there was the shear. Right? There was the shear b'tchila. Well, it started on Rav, let me also say. Rav said his statement like a bifurcated statement. Right? Two sides, two parts to it. Go ahead. Oh, so now Rashi gives a little more. You need a shear mizah, that's what it means, right? Elam kein haya bo betchila kishir means in each one. Bo means in each one. Bo means in the basar, and bo means in the chalav. Rashi still saying the study. Bo means in each one. Okay. So if you had what? If you had a Yorah Gedola, where you cooked the amount of basar and the full amount of basar and the full amount of chalav, so whoever did that bishul got malchus for doing that, no question about it, right? Or would get malchus for doing that. Okay, so then you have Ne'esru. So since they were mitzdarfin because it was kashir bo, So that was a real bishul basar b'chalav, and it made a true iser basar b'chalav. Okay. So then what? Now Rashi's saying, that's what Rav is telling you, as long as you did one kezias in total of the combination of the basar and chalav, you get malchus. Why? Because you had a shir shalim. You had a shir shalim of what? Of iser. You had a full portion of iser. Right? Loka l'chilaso shalcho shir shalim iser. Here's the key though. Shal shem echad. Of one shame. A full shir iser of one shame. Full shir iser of one shame. Okay, but if you had a full, but Rashi said in the beginning, they'll be mitzdarif when you have a shir, when you have a shir. So here, you see, by the achila, you did have a shir. So what's missing? Why you want to work by the bishul? Go ahead.
Vein lo gal shulo, v'im basho, v'chatizayis basim, v'chatizayis kalav, v'im zeh, v'fishin mitzdarfin, v'lal hiteron, v'chus isa.
Ooh, that's important stuff. It's almost like Reb Chaim Lashon, right? They're not going to be mitzdarfen. So what's the problem? You have a chatzizayis of each. You have a chatzizayis of this and a chatzizayis of that. So then what? You're not going to get malchus on the bishul. Because now they're not mitzdarfen. Michlal hateron. So Rashi's coming at it from a different angle, right? First is mitzdarfi lasos iser. Now he's saying a different way of looking at it. They're not going to be mitzdarfin from their heter to be called iser. To be called iser. What iser? Whatever iser was the shame echad that he referred to before. It's an iser shame echad. So that shame echad of iser is not going to be called on them, right? Unless what? Unless each one can become iser la'atzmo. What iser is that? Right. I mean, they're not going to become their own iser. If it's just an iser of basar and iser of chalav, then you don't have shir. Then you don't have one iser. You don't have a shem echad. And what does it mean? They're not going to come out of their heter to be called iser, unless each one could make iser itself. What kind of a formulation is that? Okay. So Levi disagrees, right? Levi disagrees.
Levi Amar, Aplok Al Shula.
Right. You will get malchus on the bishul of half a kezias of each. Right. That's the way we pascha. Do get malchus in the epikadais of each. So I was saying you really could say there are three shitas, three possibilities, right? You have the first shita. The first possibility in the Gemara was that only one is asur, only gedi is asur and not chalav. Well, sevashal gedi, the chalav imo, gedi asur to lo chalav.
That was before.
Why is there that part of the Gemara? Because I'm just thinking of ways that basar v'chalav become asr. Just thinking of, it just helps me to think of all the possible ways of looking at heter and heter becoming isr. Right? So you can look at heter and heter becoming isr, and because the Rashi seems to emphasize that that's part of the problem over here. Taking something from heter to isr, to be bo michlal hetera and likros shem isr. Right? So you have one is that you can say it's like a diasator of lo chalav, and then when you say basar and chalav, there's another two ways to go. These are a little more difficult though.
What is the size of diasator
of lo chalav? There's a havamina that you could say that the milk never becomes asr. It's just an isr to cook the meat in the milk, and the meat becomes asr. And then you have Levi, who says as long as you have a kezias in total in the end, that's enough. And then you have Rav, who seems to be somewhat divided in terms of once you have Basar B'Cholov, they're considered one Shem Isser. But in creating them, you have to like, each one has to think it's going to become Isser Atzmo. Then it will join. There's something that's very difficult about thinking about this problem. I don't know what it is. Something difficult about thinking about this problem. It's like a simultaneous, like one of those, when we discussed this, I discussed it with you. It's like the simultaneous kind of a problem. Like, each side has to be enough for itself in order for them to join together to become one. I mean, like, you have to keep looking at it from both sides. Well, if this side is, let's say they had enough milk. Let's say they had a glass of milk. So why won't the milk become usher? No, because it's nothing to be mitzarif with. It has to be mitzarif with another thing that could become usher. Right? It's like Rashi saying, like, each side really could become usher on its own. Oh, so why can't you do it? So why can't you just do each one on its own? No, because it would have nothing to be mitzarif to. Right? Right, that's a good question. Right. Why is it impossible that it's just the way you said it? Right? Why is it impossible? What's the mamon of shalchi asking? Why can't it be that for cooking you need to deal with the gezias of each? And for eating but it will make basar b'cholov even if you didn't have gezias of each.
Like if a goy were to make a kezias of basar b'cholov,
right? Like it would definitely be.
It needs to be halakhically, right? You know, official. You know,
right?
Seems funny that like it's dependent on that.
Right. Sort of a footing over here. So what's the first? What's the havmina? I mean, we were discussing it the other day. So what's the havmina? Havmina would be that what's the relationship of the isser of basar b'cholov? Right. In other words, it's a condition of the bishul of the basar. I mean, really, the basar is the shame isser. The shame isser is basar. Right. Shame isser is basar. What kind of basar? Basar that was nisvashel b'cholov. But it's a condition of the bishul. It's a certain kind of a bishul. Right. But the shame isser is basar. So then it would be obvious you'd have to have. All right, now what's the shear? Like in it's an interesting question. Interesting. I think the chinuch raises the question of why is it a kezias? Maybe it's the michas. I don't remember right now. Why is the shear bishul of kezias? It's not an isra achila. It's a maisa. Why is it a kezias? So we want to say whatever it is. That's like the standard shear. Whenever it is, that's like this kezias is like the default kind of a shear. But it has to be a shear. So, however they arrive at that, that's why they were Kiv Eger said, why isn't the milk Revius and the Basar Kezias? I will have to see, maybe we can take up these points. But basically, there has to be a shear, that we know. Okay. So the only question is, did you do the Maisa to the proper shear? So, if it's the first way, then the shear would only be in the Basar. Right, you'd only need a kezias of basar and enough milk to be considered bishul, right? Wouldn't care about how much milk you had, because there's no shame on the cholov. There's no shame on the cholov at all. And you would need a shear of basar. You would need a full kezias of basar, right? According to the first way, you would dafka need a full kezias of basar. It wouldn't matter really how much milk you had, as long as it's nosing time, right? Because then it would be a shame isser. The shame isser would be basar. Okay? Yeah. All right. So now let's take the next easy case. No? Easy cases or hard cases? What's the proper method? I forgot. People no, really. What do people do? They like to take the easy case first? Yeah, the easy case.
I'm going to take the hardest one first.
Yeah. I think it depends. How lost you feel.
Yeah.
So let's take the next easy case. Next easy case is Levi, no? Is Levi. I mean, B'chaim is saying something good, right? What are you saying, Chaim? Got to think about the shear properly. You do have to think about the shear here. It's not so pasha that the shear works out here. Any shear. Not that it's a kazayas. It's just any shear.
What do you mean any
shear? What does Rashi mean? He was confusing is that Rashi in the end, right, that end Rashi says it's like he seems to say that the shear has to do with the transformation itself. Not just with the maisa. Has to do with the transformation. So what are you going to get out of it? Are you going to get a full shear out of it? Seems to be like putting the shear into the future. Like you have to know what's going to come out of it. That's how do you set what your shear is now, what would come out of it in the end. Instead of normally you just think of the shear as, well, let's just define the action and say how much of the action do you have to do. So if the action is cooking basar and falav, so did I do a kizayis worth of cooking basar and falav? What does it mean that each one has to be bo mechlal? It's not going to come mechlal heteron. It's like looking at what it's going to turn into. I say if it has the potential to turn into this, then it's considered the iser. Right? Because Levi could be more like that. Like, look, the iser is cooking basar and chalav. It's much simpler. The iser is cooking basar and chalav. How much cooking basar and chalav do you have to do? A total of a kezias. The mice of bishul is on a kezias. So, do I have a mice of bishul kezias of basar and chalav? Yes. Okay. Then I have the iser. Then I did the mice iser. But let's think about that more precisely. But I'm just saying generally. That fits into the way you would think about it normally. It's a, define the maisa is. Can you describe for me what the maisa that we're talking about is? Yes. It's cooking milk and meat together. And how much, and what's the shear of that? That being milk and meat together? Kazayas. So you have to look at the together and say, do I have a kazayas of together? Right? No? Not good? Oh, okay. Yeah, so Levi is saying that what? That the shame iser, what's the shame iser? What's the shame on iser? Is the tarobas, right? It's a compound. The compound heft of basar b'cholov. So, when you talk about a compound, each, as long as you have the presence of each, is the shame of the compound. So, it doesn't matter how much you want to define what's the shear of. No, there's two issues. One is defining what this new substance is. It's a new substance of a compound entity, right? That's the substance, a compound entity. And now a kezias of it is just a kezias that's mu'urav of both, right? It's a kezias so that's mu'urav with both. So. Kezias of the compound is not a kezias of each. It's not a kezias of each component. That's kezias of the ingredients of the compound. It's not a kezias of the compound. So, if you really hold basar b'cholov is a shame, is a new shame. So the bishul is basically creating that shame, right? The bishul is basically creating that shame. Lo savashal, don't cook basar b'cholov means don't create. The ta'arovas, that's the iser. I mean, that's basically iser. The iser is creating the ta'arovas. That's the way Levi is looking at it. The iser is creating ta'arovas. Let's define what the final product is. Final product is a compound of basar and chalav. The bishul will be creating that entity. So you have to have a shear of the chefza that you're creating. Right? The shear of the chefza that you're creating. Yeah.
When you over it.
On what?
On the Isser.
When or what?
When?
On the Isser of Bishul?
Or right when you get to that point where...
Well, that's an interesting phenomenon of Bishul. I mean, Bishul is just an interesting case. That Shabbos also you have the problem. That the Maisa and the Kiyam are very far apart. The Maisa and the Kiyam are very far apart. Right? That's why you can have a case in Shabbos. You have a problem. So the guy puts something into the oven, so is he allowed to take it out? right? You do the case of dias apas, right? A certain issur to take down the bread. Issur de rabbana. So if a guy throws the bread on the wall, hasn't baked yet, so is he allowed to do an issur de rabbana to prevent an issur de raisa? Right? So, l'mafreya, let's put it this way. If the process is complete, so then you say his maisa was a maisa of bishul. But if the process was aborted, then it turns out he just didn't do a maisa bishul. But Shabbos is also a Shabbos. You have also interesting. I mean, I don't know what the halacha of Yom Kippur, but by Shabbos they say, right, the guy who puts the pot in, the guy who puts the food in, the guy who puts the fire in, they're all chayav. Every step is considered doing the bishul. Right. But that's what the Gemara says later. You're going to be chayav when you create the bishul, so that's when it gets to the Eruv town. But the maisa is putting the ingredients together on the fire. I mean, that's what you said, like by you have mitzvahs that have the kiyum is later than the maisa. This is an issur, but you have mitzvahs too like that. Okay. So so are we okay with Levi? Are we okay with Levi? At least good enough for now, no?
Yeah. For Levi, he's saying that the Isser is chal on the shame Isser is chal on the tarobes, as opposed to, let's say...
Yeah, the shame Isser is the tarobes. Right? It's a basa b'chol of a compound. So, did you create... So now the shear is of the compound, not the shear of the ingredients. Right? You could ask me a question, what if you started out with a kezias of each, and in the cooking you came out with less than a kezias of each? That'd be a good question.
What did you do the maisa issur to? When are we looking at it as one entity?
When they're me'urav through bishul, they become one entity.
Right, so when you act upon them...
But that's the issur of bishul. The issur of bishul he's learning is to be that's to creating the entity of Isser.
But when you did your maisa, you weren't acting upon, they still had, they have to use.
You have the circular problem. You have
the
circular.
That's usually what Rob is talking about.
Right.
Right. That's why he's looking for the Isser when they're in the state of Heter. Yeah.
Right.
The Isser emerged from, or the yeah the Isser emerged, the Isser of that new entity has emerged from the Isser.
Right. So you say, don't cook the tavshil of basar b'cholov. Don't cook the tavshil of basar b'cholov. Or I could say, don't create the tavshil of basar b'cholov, which implies you're going to have to cook it. Right? So you'll be usher when you create the tavshil of basar b'cholov, i.e., when you cook basar b'cholov. When is it cooked? When the time of Mamurura Vayidei Chom Shalor. So I would say, right, the way I'm phrasing it now, if you started that with Exodus of each, but in the Bishul itself, they shrunk. So you say your pater. It means you have to be. Why? Why? Because when you got to the point of Mevashel, you weren't Mevashel with Exodus with a full shear. Right? You have to be mevashel with kesayis
plus shear. Why is it when you came to the point of bishul you didn't have to do?
That's the case I'm making up.
So I'm saying you had an end product of bishul.
Now as the bishul occurs when there is a certain, when the basar becomes roi l'achila. Isn't that what the Gemara says in the end? It says cold circle, right? That's what the Gemara says? Shecherem os ochlin oso machmas bishulo. Right. Rashi is a little difficult. Rashi is called sarko. Most want to say it just means machal ben shulo, it's edible, which is a much earlier shear. But according to Rashi, when has your process of turning on the fire reached its culmination? When it's edible. Right, so that's all part of the Maisa Bishul. So it's like starting out with the Maisa Bishul. You have to, the whole process has to be done to the shear. I don't see what's so difficult about that. Anybody here remember we once did a very interesting sugi in Shabbos? If you're carrying something and it shrinks, No?
Oh, yeah.
There's like four or five cases. Things keep changing. What's that?
A food.
If you cook carrying a food, because you have to carry a kezias, let's say. So they have all kinds of cases. It started and it shrunk, and then I think the most interesting was when you started it shrunk, and then it blew back up. Because it'll shrink in the sun, and then if it rains on it, it could re-inflate. Huh? So you get all these kind of questions: is the akira, the anacha? What if I did the akira and the anacha? Or do you need the whole thing to be too excised? You know what I mean? So that's where you get into difficulties when you have a process. When you have a process, bishul is a process. Bishul is a process. Bishul is a process. Even I know you guys probably just cook in the microwave, but it still takes 10 seconds. I mean, it still is a process. There might be quick, but not instantaneous, right? We've gotten past instantaneous, I think, in this year. What's the problem, Nick?
You didn't do a mitzvah to the correct shear. You keep on answering that.
Good. So I agree with you. You do pater.
No, when you have a chatzidais and a chatzidais.
You cooked. You created you created basar b'cholov, and you did it to a shear of a basar b'cholov.
I understand. In your ma'aseh isser, which is the ma'aseh of turning.
Now, here you have to look to the future, because the isser is to create the tavshil. So you have to define what the tavshil is ahead of time, right? And then the isser will be to create that tavshil. How much of a tavshil must you create? A kezias worth. You're front ending it. You're loading up the front more, right? I'm loading up the back.
If you're backwards, saying that.
Right. Now, the ma'isa bishul, the ma'isa is bishul. Bishul creates a tavshil. So whenever you want a shear of a ma'isa, you always measure it by its result. Right? Shear of a ma'isa is measured by its result. So there's no problem saying the shear of bishul is measured by creating a kezias of a tavshil of basar b'cholov. Okay, so what remains is Rav. So what remains is Rav. For now, what remains is Rav. Okay, so good. Someone has a thing to say about Rav?
No, it's Rav.
Let's see if we can understand the problem in Rav. Marshach, if you need to cook. The problem with Rav is he sounds like he's taking the original Hava Amina and like applying it twice. Now my... Right? Sounds like he's doing that for some reason.
Like each thing has to be cooked in the other
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Sounds like he's doing that. Like each thing has to be cooked in the other thing. You know? But they won't be mitzaref unless it happens at the same time.
But that's what
that doesn't make any sense. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So then what do you need to do? He sounds like he's viewing each one on its own. Like, am I going to get a full kezias of buster that was cooked in milk? Right? Well, I won't join you, milk, unless I'm going to be a full kezias of basar cooked in milk. Right? And the milk says, and I won't join you unless I'm a full kezias of milk cooked in basar, cooked with basar. Right? So if you can get past that logjam, you'll be... The only problem is they're both wrong. That's the problem. Right? The problem is that the milk... That even if the milk gets a full kezias of basar, or the basar gets a full kezias of milk, it won't be usher. It won't be usher. It won't be usher. Because it has to be mitztaref to the milk. That's what I'm saying. It's like some crazy simultaneous problem. Like, really, all we need is basar that's cooked in milk. And the only thing is, we won't have... But we need basar cooked in milk to be mitzaref with milk that was also cooked with basar. You know what I mean?
Why are you saying it's totally right?
What's the
answer? We haven't really figured out.
Right, that's the problem. The problem is it sounds like he's treating each side like it's own isser. And then this problem just being mitzaref. But then in the end, it all has to be one isser, one shame isser. Otherwise, you can't have a kezias of each.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm formulating the problem right, but it just seems, something seems very odd here. Yeah. Now, what's the shame isser? Let's just ask the question head on. What's the shame isser here? What's the shame isser? Is it a shame of a ma'urav, of a tavshil, that's ma'urav of basar and chalav? Then maybe you should be right. So Matt is trying to say it is, but for some reason he has a problem getting there. Right? But the other approach is say it's not. But then you're going to get, then you're also going to get into trouble. So if it's not, then what is it? Basar and chalav? I mean, then you have to have two shemos. If it's not a shame of a ma'urav of tavshil, so then it's a shame of Isser Basar and a shame of Isser Cholov. So it should be two different mitzvos, and they shouldn't be mitzvah. But the key is that Rashi, if that were true, you wouldn't need exercise of each. You just need exercise of one. And then you'd have like, it would be like reading the Pasuk two ways. Los Vashel, Gedi Asher Torah and Cholov Asher Torah, but not Gedi B'Cholov. Not a Gedi and Cholov combination. It's a Gedi, but that's definitely not the case, because then it wouldn't be Shem Echad. So it seems like a problem of Marshach. Is it Mitzvah? Is it? It's a residual problem. Is it one shame? So then it should be Mitzvah as long as you have a shear of the full shame in the end of the day. And if it's not, then when you eat them both, you shouldn't, when you eat half of the size of each, you shouldn't be Chayiv, because you have two different shamos. Even if you started out with a full shear. Even if you started out with the full shear, we can have our own mashach over here. You can start out with the full shear. Right? Is it one shame or two shamas? It's, see, well, let's just focus on Rashi. Which side of the tzirif is the problem? Which side of the, he's saying that side of the tzirif is that the, each one won't be mitztaref, mechlal heteron, right, unless it will be iser atzma.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it will be Yisra Asma. So if I had a full kezias of one and not of the other, if I had a full kezias of Basar and not of Cholov, the problem is not from the side of the Basar.
Right.
The Basar would be happy. Yeah. So what's the problem? The Cholov refuses. So therefore what? So what don't you have? Now we're at the doorstep. What don't you have? So what don't you have? You have a basar that's mevushal and mechalov, and it's. So what's the tzira for? So what do you need the tzira for? It's like, it's something like contradictory here. To say you need a full shear of each makes it sound like they're independent. But then saying tzira means they're one. So like, they're like separate and one. Okay, so this is what Chaim is trying to get at, right? Trying to get at something like this? Saying in terms of the mice of bishul, they're separate. That's where you're trying to go. In terms of the mice of Bishul, they're separate. Yeah. In terms of the mice of Bishul, they're separate. But in terms of the Mevushal, they're going to have to wind up being one somehow. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you what I'm thinking about.
They're not going to...
Let me restate my problem. Rashi doesn't talk about them together. That's what's confusing. Rashi doesn't talk about them together, right? Levi talks about would talk about them together. He'd say there's such a thing as a basar b'chol of tavshil, right? That's what it is. And there's no room in that kind of an idea for talking about them individually. That's the very concept of a tavshil of basar b'cholov, is that you don't talk about them individually. That's the meaning of the tavshil of a tarovus of basar b'cholov, that they're not independent, right? So then it's clear. It's one shame iser of a tavshil of the t'urav of a basar b'cholov. And that's why it doesn't make sense to talk about the components as the entities themselves. But Rashi saying, going to Rav, you do talk about the Cheftzos independently, right? But yet, it's going to wind up to be, in the end, it's going to have to still be one Shem Isser, right? He's saying, it's like the problem is not a problem because the problem is like this. According to Rashi, what are you lacking? What are you lacking? Are you lacking a shame of a tavshil shel basar b'cholov? That's the sheer kezias. No, you're not. Right? You have a kezias of a basar b'cholov. So that's why he has to go earlier. He says, no, the problem is, like Matt is saying also, I mean, you both are working in the same general direction, that what the problem is when they're heter is the problem. Right? And when they're heter, then you talk about each one individually. Right? There's no room to talk about them individually when you're discussing the tavshil. Because the tavshil is, by definition, a compound. Right? So then you must push your conversation, like I said that you were doing earlier, to the front. By the front and the back, I mean of the process. So you must push the conversation to the front. Right? But who cares about the front when we know the whole thing is a process of creating Basar V'Chalav? It makes sense to talk about them individually if they're two totally different things. You can say, okay, there's two things going on here. Don't process Basar and Chalav, and don't process Chalav and Basar. Okay, I can understand that there was an issue like that. It would be like two Isurim, right? And then it would make sense to say you need a full Kazayas of Basar. Why? Because you're not going to create your Basar that was cooked in Chalav unless you have the Basar. And it makes sense to say you need a full Kazayas of Chalav because you won't have your Chalav cooked with Basar unless you have... But that makes sense if they like each have their own termination point. You have like, okay, you can either be on the Basar in Chalav track or the Cholav and Basar track. But somehow it's like we got to start out as if they're independent tracks, and then in the end, somehow they merge. Right? Okay, so I'm just going to give you... Let me give you a definition here. Let me give you a definition. So what's the definition over here? What's the definition of the Isser according to Rav? Let's not try to... we just need a good definition is what we need. A good definition for the Isser going to Rav. Is what? It's not together. Together is a problem. If you're going to go down the together route, you're going to get stuck. If you're going to go down the creating a compound route, you're just going to get stuck. Right? So I think your intuition was right, yeah? Correct. It's a good way to think about it. It's a tzirif between two different foods. Okay, that's closer. But can we get a good definition, though? No, it's obviously like this. No, it's okay. So, no, it's Johnny saying it's not a compound, but there's another species. Maybe we would call it a conglomerate. Right? A conglomerate. Danny? What's that?
We call it compound.
No. Yeah. Oh, a compound means where they make one thing. A conglomerate is like two separate entities that have some sort of... right.
This is really pure
Something is still unsatisfying. I don't know what it is. Something is still... Can you define? So can you give me a definition of the Isser? So what is the Isser? And then also... Yeah, so what is the Isser? To create what? I mean, don't use the word conglomerate. To create what? I just don't get it. Still don't get it. To create what? Two things that are tied together in some... It just becomes clumsy. It just becomes a clumsy kind of a definition.
Sorry. It's not to create an entity.
Okay.
But it's two tied to the theorem.
Tie these two things together.
To conglomerate.
it's to relate the entity and the apostle to the
entity. Okay. Okay, so can we use it in terms of Bishul? Can we talk about it in terms of Bishul? So how about like this? I'm trying to take your idea and put it into a halachic definition. So how would we define it? What would be the definition of the Isser of Lo Sivasho Gedi B'Chalevi Mo? I'm a little nervous to say this now, but okay, let's see. The Isser is to be Mavashel Basar, an entity of Basar, and an entity of Cholov simultaneously. But in simultaneous here does not mean in time. Simultaneous means in the same Maisa Bishul. In the same Bishul. It's an iser of basar b'cholav biyachad. It's not an iser of basar b'cholav as an entity of basar b'cholav, but it's lo sivasha. It's a maisa bishul. That one maisa bishul is biyachad, a maisa bishul basar and a maisa bishul cholav. Now, what's interesting about it is, it's exactly what you were trying to get towards. You know what I'm trying to say? In other words, that's really the machlokas between Levi and Rav. Can we really pull it out now and stand back and see what have we done? Is you would say this. What really is conceptually the difference between Rav and Shmuel? I'm giving you a definitive difference. What's conceptually in terms of the relationship of the achila and the chefza and the bishul and all these things? How can we relate all these things together? They shouldn't just be arbitrary points, the bishul and the achila and the chefza. So in other words, according to Rav, he's defining the entity, right? He's defining basar b'cholav. He's defining what the chefza of the iser is. He's saying, lo sevashot gediba chalev imo, the basar and the cholav are one in terms of the chefza of the iser. There's a chefza shel iser of a basar b'cholav, okay? And then the bishul is just to create it.
That's Levi,
right? There's a chefza, I say, Rav?
You said
I'm sorry. There's a chefza of a basar b'cholav. That's what comes first, defining the entity, a new kind of a chefza, a mevushal, a basar b'cholav dish. And then the iser of the bishul is not really bishul qua bishul, right? It's not bishul qua bishul. It's as affecting the chefza of the tavshil. So then you have to look at the tavshil and you have to define what the tavshil is, and then whatever will produce that tavshil is the mice, is the iser of lo sevashel. But Rav is looking at the iser of lo sevashel on its own more. He's looking at it independent of what it creates.
He's not caring about the product.
He's not caring about the product at all.
As a mice bishul snapshot.
That's right. He just wants to know a maisa bishul of a gedi and of a cholav. But obviously, it has to be biyachad. Can't be an iser of basar b'cholav if I cook basar in one pot and cholav in another pot. So how do I have a cooking of a basar and a cooking of a cholav biyachad? It means where each becomes the other one's basis of the bishul. They each need each other for the bishul itself. You understand? So each one is not going to be basar, is not going to be part of the, is not considered to be part of the process unless it itself is the mevashel, is the mevushel. And the other one vis-a-vis it is the mevashel. Each one needs to view the other one. Each one is taking the other one as the medium of itself. That's the only way you can have a tziruf of a bishul. That each one is mevushal in the other. And then I have a biyachad at once. In the language of bishul, I have a biyachad of basar b'cholav. And then it's going to come out, this is interesting, it's going to come out in the end, what's the shem echad? The shem echad is not to eat from that maisa. The shem is going to come out that the iser of the achila is really accidental, is really stems from the maisa. Don't partake of the maisa.
Can't define in terms of product.
That's right. In his world, they really still stay independent. But the tzirif was in terms of the maisa.
The outcome of this,
right. Don't eat from the outcome of this type of a bishul.
Why is it connected to the
tzirif? Because you have to say half of each, you're going to be over. You're going to have to say, if you have a half a gezayis of each, you'll still be over.
You will.
If you eat half a gezayis of what you did, of what was cooked, you'll be over.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because you ate a full kezias of this unified maisa bishul. You can't break it up. You ate the totsah of the maisa. You ate the totsah. You ate the outcome of this iser. And so Rav and Levi sort of is a question of what's the primary and what's the secondary. You know what comes. Rav puts the Levi puts the. The tavshil, Levi holds that lo sevashel gediba chalev imo is essentially defining a new type of a tavshil, And the Isser Bishul is in terms of creating it. Rav is saying the Isser is primarily a Maisa Bishul. And the Achila is from it. You understand?
Like, he was just saying that it was just an Isser Maisa on two different things, on two different
right. Things. Right. I gave it better. I just gave it some halachic definition. He had a good intuitive. He had a good intuition, but yeah. Go ahead.
You were still looking at it in terms of the component. Just the you don't have the right components. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
He was very close to shedding the whole idea of the Tavshil, but he didn't get that far.
I think it didn't roll for components.
Right, right. I'm saying if you really go the way you're going, you should go the full way already.
Yeah.
Right?
Just say
it's the Maisa Bishul. The Isser right. is a Maisa Bishul. Right. Come what may. We don't care about what's being created over here. Right. So if it's an Isser Bishul of Basar and an Isser Bishul of Cholov, but the togetherness is not to create a Tarova. See, that's the key of my move. Up to now, we've been thinking the togetherness is because we're creating a chefza that's together.
Right.
I'm saying, no, the togetherness is to define the Maisa Bishul as one. You take the togetherness. Rav and Levi both take the togetherness. Because it's obvious, the Pasuk is talking about a certain unity. Levi takes it in terms of the chefza, that there's an entity of a togetherness. Did I say Rav again?
No.
Oh, and Rav, did you say Rav?
I said Rav.
Oh, okay. I said Levi though first, right? Levi's saying the Chefza.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you're correcting me or... Levi's saying the Chefza, right? And Rav is saying a togetherness of the Maisa of Bishul. But the Bishul, so then you have to say it's a togetherness of two Maisa Bishuls. Then of course, the Shear is going to be of each. Because it's just the togetherness of the two Maisa Bishul. It's not its own unique Maisa Bishul. Because then unique Maisa Bishul will be looking forward to the product. But listen to what I'm saying. According to Rav, that's just the halachic definition. That's the way the Torah defined the Isser. The purpose of what this Isser is a totally different question. The purpose obviously has nothing to do with two Maisei Bishul, but that's definitively how it's formulated. Right? Just to clarify the machlokas, Rav and Levi, one more time. You could look at it like this, that the machlokus is really what the Eruv is, what the mixture is. The Isser Bas B'chol is a mixture. But you could look at it like this. The question is, what is the mixture really? According to Levi, it's in the Chefza. It's an Eruv. It's a combination of two entities into one compound. But according to Rav, it's really an Eruv of the Maisei Bishul. The compound is going to be the way that you're ma'arev to ma'isei bishul, but essentially it's the issers and the eruv of the ma'isa. Whereas in Levi, it's in terms of the chefza. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Did I mess it up again? Yeah, I messed it up. No, Levi is right. Levi is the chefza, and Rav is the ma'isa.
But Levi says that you don't need to.
Right, no, you get to a chefza. The Eruv is in produced. The Eruv is in the chefza. You have a compound chefza. That's the essence. That's the essential. That's the essential tarovas. The where is the main mixture? Where is the shame of the mixture? From what mixture is the shame basa b'chalav emerging? Is it in terms of the product? Right, that it's a meurav of a basa b'chalav. So then the bishul is just going to be. In terms of creating it, or is it no? According to Rav, the Eruv is in two mice bishul Meuravin Zevizeh. That's what the Eruv is. The Eruv is in the mice. So you have to have two mice bishul, then Meurav. So each one has to be. That's what Rashi means. That's always asking me the Lashon of Rashi. That's the Lashon of Rashi, where he's saying that. Aim is star from Mechlal Hetera and Likros Isser. Meaning, say, according to Rav, see, according to Levi, right? So you have to have one shame. The shame Isser is going to have to be in the Chefza. That there's one entity. That's the product of the Bishul. Right? But according to Rav, really is not, that's really not the issue at all. Really, it's the bishul of each, biyachad. So that's what Rashi's trying to express over there. Now, what's the problem if I have less than a kezias of one? What's the problem if I have less than a kezias of one? So I won't have a tziruf of two maisei bishul. There won't be a tziruf of the one that I'm cooking with the other one, because the other one is not an entity of bishul. According to Rav, each one has to be viewed as the object of the bishul itself, because it's like two bishulim going on simultaneously. So if you only had one kezias, right? The problem is, this is, now listen carefully, the problem is not in the bishul of that kezias, right? The problem is that there's no other bishul to be mitzdarif it to. You understand? So that's what Rashi's saying, huh? If you had one kezias of, you had a kezias of one and less than a kezias of the other. So there would be a problem of the tziruf, because there wouldn't be two bishulim. That's what Rashi means. V'fisha'ein mitzdarfin Michlal heteron, they both won't join together from heter, likros iser, achib chol echad leosos iser laatzmo. Meaning to say, there's no tziruf until you have enough in each one that it can be viewed like the product itself. You understand? Then you're going to have, Rashi's trying to describe for us the cause of the Isser. The cause of the Isser is taking two objects and being mitzdarif them as a two bishulim biyachad. So you need each one to be a shir in order to be mitzdarif the two maisei bishul. Then you'll have the maisa Isser. Whatever emerges from that is Isser. Not really a unification in terms of the shame at the end. It's unification in terms of the, it's a complete eruv of ma'isa bishul. Doesn't really matter if you call it basar, if you call one side basar mevushal b'cholav, the other one b'cholav mevushal basar. Doesn't matter, because the product is not in the shame. The product is the eruv is not in the product. According to Levi, you can only have one shame in the end. You can only have one definition in the end. You have to say it's an equal entity of a tarovus of basar b'chol. According to Levi, I mean. According to Rav, it doesn't really matter how you look at the products. It's really two products. Because the unification is not in the product. The unification is in the maisei bishul. So it's true, each one is like emerges as its own entity. But that doesn't matter. That's not a problem in the shame. In the shame of Isser, because the shame of Isser is really totally on the bishul now. Don't be mevashal together, and then don't partake of that bishul. Suppose to Levi, it's more in terms of the chefzer. Don't eat this kind of a tapshil, and don't create it. You understand? It's coming at it from different sides. According to Rav, it's don't do this maisa bishul, and then don't partake of it. According to Levi, it's don't eat this kind of a tavshil and don't even create it. Right. But according to Levi, it wouldn't be appropriate to use the terminology like Rashi says, that it has to be mitzdar from the chalatir and the course isra achi b'chol echad le'asos isra la'atmo, because le'asos isra la'atmo means that you have to view each one independently in some framework. But according to Levi, you never do. So as long as I have a kezias of the, as long as the whole thing will become one product, there's no issue of the kezias is in terms of the product. There's no issue of ever looking at them as individual entities. It's only for Rav, who says each one has to be its own bishul. You need to be able to view each one like the product of the, like the object of the maisa itself. It's like a psikresha kind of situation. You're doing two things biyachad. Okay.